Solvete discipuli and solvete omnes. Welcome again to another episode of Latin in Layman's, and I know it's been quite a bit. Today is December 30th, 2023. The reason why I want to go ahead and start off with the date is because it's my parents' 30th anniversary, and I just want to shout them out. I love them. And they are the embodiment of love that I hope to have in my life, the partner in crime. Because what I've seen between the love of my parents is that it isn't easy a lot of the time. It's hard. Things change. And they've been so steadfast. I've never seen such love, because love is an action, like I've always talked about. Love is not just a noun. Love is not just being in love with someone, not just having that infatuation of love and loving love and being intoxicated by it all. It's about working and understanding that love waxes and it wanes and it gets tired. But you just keep going because you love, because you see that person and that person sees you. And so for today, no Latin, no etymology. I don't even know how long this will be. But I just want to reflect. And maybe this is a nice time for you to reflect as well on your life, your past year. Maybe you're moving forward, maybe you're not, maybe you're stagnant, maybe you're moving backward, maybe you're not sure. Maybe you feel like you're stuck, maybe you feel like you're not progressing. You're looking around and you're looking at all these other people that have seamlessly progressed and have jobs and live lives that you think are very well fulfilled, and you never know what people are going through. You never know what struggles they endure on a day-to-day basis, and they don't know the struggles that you deal with either. But you should be proud for where you're at, wherever you're at. Sometimes I need to remind myself about that and try and remind myself, because it's really hard to. Because we all are our own worst critics, and I can truthfully say that. I am, maybe you are. Unless you have Dunning-Kruger, and if you don't know, look it up. It's a very funny plot. It's a psychological term, but it's essentially, in layman's terms, it's basically people that think that they're more capable of stuff actually have an inverse correlation with how capable they are, with how much they are actually capable of it. It's very inverse. So say somebody that's very confident in something that they really shouldn't be confident in because they suck at it, but for some reason they think that they're the creme de la creme, that's Dunning-Kruger. AKA people that think that their SHIT don't stink, because everybody's does. And everybody poops. Sorry, not sorry. I don't know. I'm just in a reflective mood. And I've just been reading a lot of like my old creative writings and such, of which I'm definitely going to read and recite. But I'm going to make that kind of a little bit of a thing for my Patreon supporters only. So if you are curious about hearing of all my lovey-dovey tortured soul speaking to unrequited loves or lost loves or loves that I did have that I was, you know, was a love of mine that, you know, is no longer, but still I hold love with them and for them, even when I think about them, even if it ended in a way where maybe we don't talk anymore and we've decided that that love was the wrong love and that even communicating would invite that love to come back into play, which would not be good for either of us. Either way, I know that that sounds rather vulnerable or vague, not vulnerable, but that's just how it is. But I just thought it was, I just love my family. They'll do anything and everything for me. And I realize how messed up I can be too. I feel so sorry sometimes for who I can be. And sometimes who I'm trying to be, but sometimes I can't seem to be there. It's like I think about my students and when they do stuff. And I ask them why they do it. And they know that they were doing the wrong thing, but they were still doing it. It's like we still do these things that we know that we shouldn't do. But yet, humans. I thought about this the other day. I don't know where I heard it, or maybe it just popped into my head or something like that, or maybe it's just some sort of quote that I heard when I used to watch these silly but also very, very motivating videos on YouTube as a kid during high school, where it would just have like basically like a bunch of clips of people like enduring and persevering and pushing through, and then on the back, you know, the audio would be some sort of motivational speaker. A lot of the time it was Will Smith. Will Smith has had some really great things to say. One thing that I always remember him that he said is that you never really want to worry about a plan B because that just distracts from plan A. And I remember reading that. And then I heard him say it in one of these videos. I mean, not only that, but I remember he was like, you want success. You're going to have to want success as bad as you want to breathe. You're going to want to keep on going as bad as you want to breathe if you really, truly want it. And that's the beauty of the mind, which is also so difficult and frustrating, is that the mind, you can change the trajectory of your life in one moment with one thought, with one flip of a switch. And man, that switch is hard. Sometimes it's very hard for people. But it's either one day or it's day one. And I'm keeping that in my mind. It's either one day or it's day one. It's either you continue doing what you're doing and maybe you're not proud of it, or maybe you are. Maybe you, where you're at, you keep on going. And your day one has turned into day 30, 365. And then day 1,000, day 2,000, and you just keep going with that momentum. But I just am having a stream of consciousness. So I guess amidst all this stream of consciousness, I'll give you a poem of mine called Focused. I haven't read it in a long time. I don't really know. I probably wrote this in college. But this will be a little bit of a commercial as to what poems, other poems you may encounter. Thought that I would start doing that just because I had the idea. My audience was curious and yeah. So I'll go ahead. Get a little sip. And we'll do it. Focused. Like you can't put the wrong word down. Like eyes fixated on hands. As it slowly manifests itself into hand motions, swirling around the air. Begging for the right words to fulfill that description on that rainy day in that chair, where indents have been permanently made from the lack of movement in sedentary life that had caused atrophy in legs because the words escaped more often and quick and you can reach out to grab them. Like run-ons and previous sentences that draw your eyes back like an English teacher's red pen. Because you and I don't deserve that. Because you would say that you are, more or less, a mediocre writer, and only between the hours of 1 to 4 in the morning while you struggle how to manage with everything else, the other 20. Your words have something on the back of their minds, as you have something on the back of your mind, as your thoughts and mind have something hovering laboriously over their metaphorical minds, if you will. It's a vicious cycle, and both of our words are gone because of it. And I guess you're lost, just like me. I'm not entirely sure when I wrote that, but I thought I would just go ahead and show that. Trying to remember exactly. I'm thinking about the atrophy in legs and the indentations, and that was a time in my life when I feel like this is harkening back to when my dad was really, really sick. My senior year of high school, really, really sick. Got so sick that we thought we'd lose him. It was one of those things where it was so sudden, so onset, so debilitating. My dad became a shell of himself. I remember senior year having to just give him baths. I grew up pretty quick. I remember that last year, we were on a trimester schedule, and that third trimester, I remember being at school. And that's never me, is never not being at school, but I was never at school. At least in the mornings, I remember, because I'd be around here taking care of my dad, and my mom was, you know, trying to hold down the fort at Connerly Chiropractic. And I guess this is kind of a roundabout way of highlighting the love that my parents have for one another, and how they've stuck through so much together, and how I love them so much, and how I see what love really is. But my dad was permanently fixated on that couch where indents were permanently made by his lack in movement. He was just wilting away, and I'd watch a lot of shows with him. I remember we watched a show called Homeland. We were watching Game of Thrones for a while, but he didn't really get into that very much. And I think this was also addressed to my mom as well, because my mom was going through such a hard time and having to navigate emotions and seeing her partner and me having to take care of my little sister and my brother, who was a junior in high school, and then my little sister, you know, just taking her to school and stuff like that. You know, a lot of the time, nobody knew really exactly what was going on. We just tried to do our best. I don't know. Random episode, it sounds like, for sure. I hope you guys appreciate it. I hope you guys appreciate me. I appreciate you all. I know that on TikTok, I kind of made a video about a few days ago, where I really don't want to be performative anymore. I never was, but the more I think about TikTok, the more I think about the images and stuff like that, I'm so, so grateful to have people who have come to my TikTok and seen all the love I have for growing and all this learning and everything like that. But I feel like it's a minutia of my actual followers, as well as most people on TikTok, I'm sure, that have a large traction, a following. It's like rarely any of them do actually support you, but they do follow you. I appreciate that you follow me, you guys, if you ever are listening. But I'm just doing things a little bit differently for myself and what I need. And To be frankly honest with you guys, when I do videos that are like super silly, like that are like 10 seconds long, versus like the amount of effort that I put into my etymology videos and my Latin instruction videos, and seeing, to be honest, so I get from what my understanding, I get about like a cent for every 100 likes that I get. I get more money in revenue from the videos that I don't actually do Latin on than the ones that I do Latin on. So it's like, am I doing this for the right reasons or no? It's not even worth it. I mean, like, I got, hey, you guys, I'll be straight up. When I first gained traction, I got a payout of $100 in for that month's cycle. Was like $98. Hey, that's pretty rockin' awesome. Those were all because people just clicked like, because Mr. Connerly is I don't know, Spencer Reed coded, who also has such a poopy personality. Like, I was looking at videos of him, and what he does is he points at people, specifically girls, but sometimes guys, and says like, "Oh yeah, because you looked at me, you're pregnant now. You're pregnant, you're pregnant, you're pregnant, you're pregnant, because you just looked at me, because I'm so hot that I just apparently just inseminate a little life form into you already. You're pregnant just by looking at me." Stupid. I hate people like that, that are just so wrapped up in themselves that they know that they're hot crap, which goes to show that you're really not. But whatever. I think I'm done. But I just wanted to do a little bit of a stream of consciousness, talking about love, talking about appreciation, talking about my parents, whom I love deeply and profoundly. Profoundly. And sometimes I feel like we're the worst to the people that we love the most because we're comfortable that they'll always have us back and accept us back. But I don't want to be like that. I just want to love. I just want to be good. It's either one day or it's day one. Just remember that. And to be kind to yourself while you go through those iterations. Because sometimes that day one turns into day one again, and then day one again, and then day one again. But you're still trying. And then one day that day one turns into day two, and then day three, and then back to day one, and then back to day two, day three, day four, day five, day six, back to day one, maybe. Day two, day three, day four, day five, day six, day seven, day eight, day nine. And then you just keep going. I'm not trying to make this into a whole like New Year's resolution. Skip it a beep it up, but you got this. Take it on with a new year. No. No, because motivation is fleeting, and that's why I can't stand David Goggins and I want to punch him in the face a lot of the time, is because people are not motivated 24/7. Nobody is. Motivation is fleeting. Motivation can get you started, but what's going to keep you going? Motivation is not momentum. And momentum can sometimes die off as well, unless you keep it going. And how you keep that going is up to you. I'm keeping that in my mind though. It's either day one day or day one. Make it day one. If you've been thinking that, you can do it. I can do it. We can do it. I love you. I'm possessed to get it right.